Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 57 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kenzie Thompson.
We're just hoping that we can get some help to get us back to our property.
Residents in Martin County are still waiting for federal aid after flooding and mudslides hit in February.
A University of Kentucky professor is calling for mandatory voting.
Lobbyist in Frankfurt once again broke spending records.
Moorhead State University Opera will hold a concert in the Star Theater.
Two people were injured in Rowan County at a stabbing last night.
In sports, Rowan County and MSU baseball are in action tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
In mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 35 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
Martin County is still waiting for federal aid after late February floods and mudslides. The county is seeking assistance for damaged roads and bridges, but the State Emergency Management Office also took in requests for 12 homes which were damaged by the weather. Residents of those homes are still waiting for help. Some of them are homeless. Sheila Mullett and her family live in the Tomahawk community. She spoke with WSAZ.
Well, we're wanting something that is livable for us. It's affecting my oldest one in his grades. It's affecting my husband in his going to school.
The state would normally request a disaster declaration from President Trump, but it's waiting for information on flooding in western Kentucky to send the reports. That's why the president can sign one declaration instead of several. Officials say they are not sure when those evaluations will be complete. They say they will have a better idea within the next 2 weeks, leaving Mullett and others like her still without assistance from FEMA.
A law professor at the University of Kentucky is calling for mandatory voting to counteract the state's record low voter turnout. Presidential elections usually draw out 60% of voters, while turnout usually lingers around 30 to 40% during midterms. However, during local elections in Kentucky in 2015, only 30% of voters went to the polls. Professor Josh Douglas has written a book on the subject titled Vote for Us. Douglas believes a high voter turnout is essential to democracy.
We must do better. If we have a democracy where every person's vote should count and should be counted, then we have to find ways to improve turnout.
Douglas believes a mandatory vote is the easiest way to increase the amount of voters who go to the polls.
Kentucky House Bill 136 was turned down before the end of the legislative session this year. The bill was designed to legally introduce and commercialize medicinal marijuana within the state. Robert Mathney is the owner of a CBD shop in Nicholasville. He says the concept of medical cannabis has made tremendous progress.
It's a huge win, and they know next year there's a lot better chance that we'll be able to get medicine for patients in Kentucky.
Three other cannabis-based bills never made it out of committee hearings during the 2019 legislative session.
Another year, another lobbying spending record is in the making in Frankfurt. As WUKY's Josh James reports, the total numbers aren't in yet, but 2019 appears on track to set a new bar for lobbying in the Kentucky Capitol.
In just the first 2 months of the 30-day 2019 legislative session, businesses and other groups lobbying lawmakers spent more than $5 million, despite only four official working days in January.
We expect when the final reports come in that it'll break the previous record for the short session of the General Assembly.
John Schaff tallies up the data for the Kentucky Legislative Ethics Commission. He says the long-running upward trend mirrors lobbying numbers seen across the country. The top two spenders this session were the usual suspects, the Kentucky Chamber of Commerce, and Altria, which is owned by tobacco giant Philip Morris.
They actually boosted their spending by about 18% over the prior year, and that was probably primarily spent lobbying against any other tobacco tax increases.
Last session, lawmakers okayed a 50-cent cigarette tax hike as part of a broader tax overhaul. This year, the General Assembly approved a smoking ban on public school campuses across the state. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Thousands of Kentuckians are losing supplemental nutritional assistance, or SNAP benefits, according to a new report. Researchers at the Urban Institute found more than 13,000 Kentuckians lost food assistance between January of 2017 and September of 2018, after the state put back into place a rule limiting SNAP benefits to 3 months unless individuals meet certain work requirements. Lauren Hardin, a nurse living in Maysville, has a family member with bipolar disorder. She says the man lost his benefits because he, according to the state, is an able-bodied adult without dependents.
He couldn't work at a regular job. From his illness, the stress and the external stimuli is too much. So to actually find a job you can do that has that kind of criteria or that kind of supportive environment is almost non-existent.
Hardin says the classification does not account for people who have mental health issues or other impairments that make it difficult to work. According to Kentucky Voices for Health, there are more than 500,000 individuals and more than 250,000 households in Kentucky currently receiving SNAP benefits.
Governor Matt Bevin is criticizing the judge that struck down his proposed work requirements for Medicaid recipients. The bill, which was passed by the General Assembly and signed by Bevin last month, would require Medicaid recipients to go to school, work, or volunteer to keep their health benefits. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg blocked the measure for a second time late last month. Bevin had this to say about the judge.
He's messing up the lives of millions of people based on his own personal predilections, and it's hard for me to understand the logic.
Kentucky is not the only state attempting to implement work requirements for Medicaid beneficiaries. Judge Boasberg also blocked a similar measure from Arkansas.
Officials from child welfare agencies across the country are headed to the nation's capital this week to share hard-won lessons on foster care, adoption, and child abuse prevention. Appalachian states struggling with the opioid crisis have seen the number of children in foster care explode in recent years. John Semena is with the Child Welfare League of America. He says officials heading to the Capitol will bring evidence-based information to help members of Congress get an accurate snapshot.
When we send our members from a particular state, we want them to be able to educate their member of Congress exactly what's going on in their state.
Shamana says agencies will need more support in expanding programs that have been effective in helping keep kids from entering the foster care system. He believes that additional funding for preventative community-based intervention and support services also would help stop child abuse before it happens.
Morehead State University's Space Science Center will host a showcase of student vocal performers on Wednesday. MSU Opera will present Sun, Moon, and Stars at 7:30 p.m. at the Star Theater in the Space Science Center. Dr. Roma Prindle is an associate professor of music at MSU. She says the event will feature 13 student singers.
It is an evening of songs and arias and small ensembles based on celestial themes. And it will be accompanied by a laser light show on the dome. And that will depict basically what the songs are about.
The event is free and open to the public, and seating is limited. Doors open at 7 p.m.
The American Battlefield Trust will be teaming up with volunteers throughout the state to help with the maintenance of Bluegrass State battlefields and historical sites. Kentucky volunteers will be joined by thousands of fellow participants across the country to participate in Park Day, an annual nationwide hands-on preservation event. The Henry Clay Estate in Ashland will be one of the 160 sites in 32 states to be cleaned up. Business manager Kate Hale says the event will contribute to the overall appearance of the estate.
And what we'll be doing is just kind of like pulling weeds and getting vines off trees, and there'll be some people that are helping to remulch our trails.
Park Day is scheduled for April 6th, and volunteers will receive a free t-shirt and refreshments. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Two people were taken to the hospital after a stabbing in Round County last night. The Round County Sheriff's Office says the two were stabbed on Old U.S. 60 and Farmers. One was airlifted with life-threatening injuries, while the other person's condition is unknown. Deputies are looking for two juveniles in connection with the stabbing. The sheriff's office believes all the parties involved agreed to meet at the location where the stabbing occurred.
Two teenagers are accused of tossing large rocks through the windshields of cars in northern Kentucky, injuring one person. Paul Miles has more.
The boys, ages 14 and 15, are from Burlington and Boone County. They're facing criminal charges that include assault and criminal mischief. They're accused of throwing a large rock that smashed through the windshield of a minivan on Kentucky 237. It struck the driver, a 64-year-old man, and broke his jaw, cheekbone, and teeth. Police say it was the second car that day to get hit with a rock in that area. I'm Paul Miles.
Police in Berea charged a Richmond man with rape and other charges related to the abuse of a child younger than 14 years old. Authorities said 55-year-old Samuel Ratliff was arrested March 26 following an investigation. LAX 18 reports Ratliff was charged with second-degree rape, second-degree sodomy, distribution of obscene matter to minors, and first-degree sexual abuse. Ratliff is being held in the Madison County Detention Center. No bond has been set in his case.
A hearing was held Monday in Boone County after a high school senior filed a lawsuit against the health department for keeping him from the school. 18-year-old Jerome Kunkel took the stand and said he does not believe in the chickenpox vaccine because it's against his religion. His family filed a lawsuit against the Northern Kentucky Health Department after students without proof of vaccination or proof of immunity against the infection were banned from the school for 21 days following an outbreak. According to LAX 18, Kunkel told the courtroom he's not been to school since the ban was put in place on March the 15th and couldn't finish out a senior year of basketball. He says he's also missed the start of baseball season.
Health officials say the number of U.S. measles cases through the first 3 months of 2019 has surpassed the count for all of 2018. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported today, or Monday, that there have been 387 cases through March. There were 372 throughout 2018. This year's numbers are a result of outbreaks in many different states, including New York, California, Illinois, Texas, and Washington. The numbers are preliminary and may change, but the 2019 tally is already the most since 2014. For most people, measles is not life-threatening. The virus is spread through the air and is very contagious. Most people who get measles have not been vaccinated. The measles vaccine is 97% effective, according to the CDC.
Keeneland officials are adding more safety regulations following another horse death at the Santa Anita racetrack. A horse named Armed Runner died on Sunday in the first weekend of racing. It's the 23rd horse that's died at that track since December. Bob Elliston is Keeneland's vice president of sales and racing. He told WKYT that they're making safety a high priority.
Starts with the racing surface itself. We actually go through daily measurements at 48 different locations across the track to ensure uniformity and consistency that's engineered. It's not guesswork. We actually apply science to this.
Races at Keeneland are set to begin this Thursday.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight mostly clear skies with a low around 40. On Wednesday, sunny skies with a high near 65. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 46. On Thursday, a 20% chance of showers with partly sunny skies and a high near 70. On Thursday night, showers likely with cloudy skies and a low around 51. On Friday, showers likely with cloudy skies and a high near 69. And on Friday night, a 20% chance of showers before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy skies with a low around 51. Looking at our temperatures for the surrounding area, Flemingsburg, 57 degrees, and Lexington, 58, Winchester, 59 degrees, Inez, 56 degrees, Ashland, 58, and right here in Moorhead, 57 degrees.
It's 4:45, and I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, and I'm here with Kenzie Thompson. We're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. The days are running together because we are in the midst of our spring fun drive. And we wanted to remind our listeners today that if you support local programming, if you enjoy Mountain Edition or Morning Edition or any of the programming here on WMKY, we do need your help to make sure that we can continue to bring you the shows that you know and love. Give us a call today. 606-783-2001 is the number to call and make your donation. It only takes $10 to become a member, and that's a huge help to us because the Corporation for Public Broadcasting determines how much money they send us based on the number of members that we have. But the money that you send goes to a very important part of MSPR, and that's our student workers. And Kenzie Thompson is one of those student workers. Kenzie, how many years have you been with us?
I want to say 3.5.
But you're
maybe 4.
But you, but she'll graduate in May, so she's not with us for much longer. But we will terribly miss her. But Kenzie, what do you think is one of the things that you have learned the most about since you've become a student, and why has it been important for you to work here?
You know, besides the typical learning how to write or talk on the radio, I think I've learned a lot about responsibility and accountability, because going on air, especially live, you are accountable for an entire production. You know, like I have, when I go on live for Mountain Edition, I have MSPR on my back. So I'm representing this broadcast station, and so it makes me accountable for how I act and how I do my job. And I just think over the years I've learned how to be a better person and a better reporter. And, you know, starting here 3.5 years ago, I didn't want anyone to hear me in here recording my stories. I was terrified that anyone working outside was going to hear me through the door. And now I'm doing Mountain Edition, which I never in a million years thought I could do. Yeah. And you pushed me really hard to do that. And every time I say, oh my gosh, I could never do that, you're like, yes, you can. You just throw me right into it. And I think that is the only way you can succeed, is to do things that you think you never could. And that's the main thing I think that this that MSPR has taught me.
I tell all my students when they come in that I'm never going to ask you to do something that I don't already know that you can achieve.
Right.
And that's something that I live by. And there are students who sometimes they aren't ready just yet. Sometimes I'll ask them if they think that they're ready. But if I tell them that they're going to do something, then I've already figured out that they are ready.
Yeah. And just like, you know, you told me last week when I'm scared about getting a job after graduation, and you said, Kenzie, you've come such a long way. And even though I still doubt myself sometimes or my writing abilities, you never fail to, you know, lift me up. And I think that's the most important thing about this radio station, is that it is so focused toward students. There are very minimal adult workers here, full-time workers, and it really is student ran. And so without the help of donations and our listeners, we wouldn't be here. And it's given me so much experience over the last 3 years that I never, honestly, never would have gotten anywhere else. And now I get to put that on my resume. So that's exciting.
And there's a competitive market out there when you're talking about broadcasting, when you're talking about strategic communication, when you're talking about, you know, any field that anyone wants to go into. There's a lot of saturated markets, and it's hard to get a job. But we have people who call and say, hey, do you have anybody who's going to graduate? Because we're looking for people right now, and I'm always happy to hand over those names of the people that I know will do a great job and continue in the field and representing us. So if you think that that's important and you want to help support student workers, support these educational opportunities, and support local and regional programming, give us a call, 783-2001, or online at wmky.org. Nacogdoches Miller is going to have sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
Brown and MSU baseball teams are in action tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Nacogdoches Miller. Brown County baseball teams play host to Montgomery County tonight. The Vikings are 8-2 on the season, coming off two wins last night over Fleming and Menifee. The Indians are 6-1 on their season. They took down Campbell County at home on Saturday 4-3. Round head coach Scott Collins says tonight's matchup will be tough.
Well, Montgomery County is a good team. They have a good program year in and year out. So, we're going to have to bring our A game on that one. That will be a tough battle for us.
Game time tonight is set for 5:30 p.m. The Morehead State University baseball team is looking to wrap up its longest road series of the season this evening. The Eagles are heading to Athens, Ohio to play a matchup against the Bobcats. MSU dropped a series this weekend against UT Martin, only picking up one of the three games. Head coach Mike McGuire says tonight's game needs to be the turnaround.
We just want to get back on track, really. I mean, I kind of had a rough week of baseball, a long week, long season, and you have your ups and downs, and it's time for us to get back on the upswing. And had a good practice yesterday. You know, need to clean some things up offensively. But again, I think we're, capable of being a really good club, and we've shown that. We've just failed here lately to play well in all three phases together.
Game time in Athens is set for 6 o'clock. The Cincinnati Reds are preparing for Game 2 in their series against the Brewers this evening. Since he dropped Game 1 yesterday 4-3 in what was also the record lowest crowd turnout in Great American Ballpark history. And to add insult to injury, the team has also announced prospect Hunter Green would be needing Tommy John surgery. Reds President of Operations Dick Williams spoke with Reds.com about the issue.
He had a setback last week. He threw to live hitters last Saturday. I was there, saw the session went well. When he was warming up several days later for another session of live BP, he felt some discomfort. We shut him down.
First pitch against the Brewers this evening is set for 6:40. Kylan Butler, a former standout at the University of Arizona, has joined the Morehead State football coaching staff as the wide receivers coach. Butler most recently served as the offensive coordinator, wideouts coach, at Glensville State 2018. Butler served as an offensive graduate assistant at his alma mater from 2014-2017 and also coached Pueblo High School in Tucson, Arizona. He appeared in 34 games at Arizona from 2010 to 2013 and helped the Wildcats win the 2012 New Mexico Bowl and the 2013 Independence Bowl. He was a member of the Student Athletic Advisory Committee and the co-founder and vice president of the first Uplifting Athletes while in college. Butler earned his bachelor's degree in social behaviors and human understanding from Arizona in 2013 and earned a master's degree in psychology from there in 2016. The University of Kentucky has agreed to a long-term contract with Coach John Calipari that will allow him to finish his career with the Wildcats. Exact details of the contract have yet to be released, but it was confirmed via text to the Associated Press from UK's men's basketball spokesman Eric Lindsay. Coach Cal spoke on the program following the announcement on the UK Healthcare John Calipari show.
Being at Kentucky is like no other, and it's hard, but you know what? You never have to sell a ticket. You never have to create enthusiasm. You never have to get people engaged in your program. And it really matters to people.
Coach Calipari is 305-71 in his 10 seasons at UK. Northern Kentucky University has announced it will be conducting an independent external review of the women's basketball program. The investigation is in response to recent allegations of abuse from head coach Cameron Whitaker, made by former student athletes. Former player Taryn Tarr was the first to come forward with the accusations in a post she authored on the Odyssey. She scrubs one of what she says was many instances throughout her basketball career at NKU to the Cincinnati Inquirer.
As we were walking off the court, she's like, "Taryn, come over here." And I was like, oh God. My heart started beating really fast and started sweating, just like I always do whenever I go into her office. And I was like, okay, what now? And she goes, "You know, you're seriously sucking the life out of me." She goes, "And you're sucking the life out of this team." And I just felt like I had nowhere to go. I had no one to talk to.
The university says it is still working to determine who will conduct the review. For WMKY Sports, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics online at msueagles.com. Baseball host SIUE Edwardsville at 5 o'clock on Friday, 2 p.m. on Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday. Softball hosts Belmont for a doubleheader on Friday starting at 2 p.m. More information from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons, a Baird company. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials fell for the first time in four sessions as investors digested a strong rally from the previous session, while a decline in Walgreens also pressured the index. And the Dow Industrials did finish with not a great loss, finishing down 79.29 at 26,179.13. The S&P 500 actually edged up 0.05 at 2867.24, and the NASDAQ was up 19.78 at 7848.69. Consumer staples and energy were the worst performers today, sliding 0.8% and 0.7% respectively. Real estate outperformed, rising almost 1%, while materials climbed 0.4%. Economic data released showed capital goods orders fell 0.1% in February, while economists polled going into the report expected an unchanged print. And, of course, yesterday the markets were very strong both here and overseas on the back of very strong data coming out of China as well as the U.S. for the manufacturing sector. Shares of Dow member Walgreens Boots Alliance fell almost 13% on weaker-than-expected earnings. Walgreens also lowered its earnings forecast for 2019. Today's session was the stock's worst since August 6, 2014, when it fell over 14%. And Delta rose 6% after the company hiked its earnings guidance for the first quarter. Delta cited healthy demand. In the commodities markets, oil is up 1.5%, oil was up 1.5%, while gold was up 0.8%. And overseas in Europe, stocks had a good day with the Stock 600 index up 0.3%. And in Asia, stocks, most bourses were up as well, with the Shanghai up 0.2%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong also up 0.2%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Dow Incorporated and Apple, while the worst performers were Walgreens and Nike. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Delta and Dow Incorporated, while the worst performers were Walgreens and AmerisourceBergen. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was CSX down 52 cents at 76.18, Marathon Petroleum down $1.12 at 59.93, AK Steel down 2 cents at 2.83, Fifth Third Bank down 3 cents at 26.22, and Lowe's was up $1.03, finishing at 109.96. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons, a Baird company, this is Bud Luke reporting.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company in Lexington and Mount Sterling and online at ruthhuntcandy.com. Recognizing the importance of preserving arts and culture, the Ruth Hunt Candy Company proudly supports the Gateway Regional Center for the Arts in Mount Sterling, showcasing a variety of music, theater, visual arts, and dance for the Gateway region. More information on events at the Gateway Regional Center for the Arts is online at grackentucky.com.
You're listening to Mountain Edition here on Moorhead State Public Radio. A quick reminder, give us a call to make your donation today to support public radio, local programming, and student work studies at 606-783-2001 or online at wmky.org. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Jacob Lindberg, Logan Pemberton, Wyatt Melton, Chaz Jenkins, Tandy Wallingford, Grant Johnson, Shamari Mosley, Nacogdoches Miller, Naya Endueza, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. WUKY's Josh James, KNN's Paul Miles, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke. This is Moorhead State Public Radio. WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.